Hey there, listeners. It's Brett Molina.
And I'm Mike Snyder. Welcome back to Talking Tech. One of the reasons the Nintendo Switch has been such a big hit is the treasure trove of video games exclusive to the platform, featuring stars such as Mario, Link, Yoshi, and more. The latest example, released last month, is the sports-friendly game Mario Golf Super Rush.
Yes, and this is one of my favorite Mario niches because they, you know, Nintendo has dabbled in different sports stuff for a while between soccer and, you know, baseball and other stuff. So, but it was nice to see golf back. So the video game features all the characters from the Super Mario universe hitting the greens for a round of golf. So you'll see Mario, Luigi, Yoshi, Bowser, you name it. At first glance, it feels like regular golf. You're picking your clubs, you're judging kind of the pitch, and you're figuring out wind direction and all that stuff. But of course, there's a fun Nintendo twist to it. There are different ways to play it. There's speed golf, where you play rounds as quickly as possible, and you'll use power-ups to either speed up or slow down your opponent as you're running between each hole. So basically, it's like you're your own supercharged golf cart kind of thing. Then there's battle golf, which combines golf with kind of an obstacle course. You're having to, you know, not only worry about finishing the round in with as few strokes as possible, but you have to do it dodging all these obstacles. Then, of course, there's Golf Adventure, where you create your own Mii, which is an avatar that a lot of Nintendo owners are familiar with, and you learn to become a pro golfer in the Mushroom Kingdom. So you'll start small and you'll just work your way up, earning new clubs and just getting better and better at the game.
I've just dabbled a little bit in the game. It looks cool. I mean, I was excited about this game coming out, and I think I have mentioned in a previous podcast that I went and got a Nintendo Switch because I just wanted to play this game. And obviously there's a lot of other games coming out that made me want to have one. And as we're focusing more on video games, it was smart for me to have one. It feels good when you play the game. I'm learning. I've got some birdies already. I've got a couple bogues. I'm looking forward to seeing how simple it is for like my wife to play, because she used to play golf and I think she'd probably enjoy it. Taking me on. Now, I have not tried any of the special modes yet. I don't know if you've tried battle golf or speed golf, but maybe we ought to take each other on online or something for that.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. I've dabbled with the Golf Adventure for a little bit and I really like it. It's a lot of fun. It's really good to start out with too, because it kind of doubles as a tutorial and shows you the basics of the game. And there was stuff that when I started playing it, I just jumped into a game and wasn't sure exactly how everything worked. But then when I played Golf Adventure after, it started making sense, because they pretty much break down like how everything works. And there's a meter that judges how hard you hit. But then also it tells you, you know, which way the wind blows, which way your ball might curve if you hit it. So there's a lot of little nuance there that I really found helpful playing Golf Adventure, but I got a taste of the speed golf too, which is a lot of fun. You basically have to finish a hole in as short amount of time as possible. So you'll hit, and then you have to sprint down to the next hole. And there are these little, I think hearts that you pick up that allow you to like get a supercharged run, but you also have special powers you can use that'll slow people down, make them go fast, make yourself go faster. It's really cool. Like I said, it's like, they've taken elements of the Mario games and elements of golf, and I think it goes together really well.
Well, it's a good tip on the Golf Adventure idea. It might be smart for me to go dabble in that a bit to kind of get my. I just jump right in because I played a lot of, you know, video game golf games, and you know, even if I don't know how to curve it initially, I know how to play wind and lay the shot back or whatever and change the aim and everything. But cool. Well, I think we could highly recommend this, you know, at first early glances to listeners. And I have a feeling we'll touch back in later when we try some of these other modes and let folks know about it. So, hey, listeners, let's hear from you. You want to know more about Mario Golf? Have you played it? Any reflections you want to share? You can find me on Twitter at Mike Snyder.
And I'm at Brett Molina 23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.